This is Matters of Our Community because our community matters. Brought to you by Poet Bio Refining of Hanlontown. We're talking about occupational therapy with occupational therapist Kaylee Schultz from Mitchell County Regional Health Center in Osage. Kaylee, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about occupational therapy. First and foremost, what is it? I mean, we understand the occupational part because that's like a job. Therapy is therapy. How do the two combine, and what do you do?
All right. So occupations are considered any activity that we need to complete in our daily lives. So that could be anything from self-cares like brushing your teeth and grooming to leisure activities like riding a bike, playing sports, crocheting, those kind of things. So occupational therapists, our main goal is to provide therapy for people who maybe have had an injury, so someone who broke their wrist and they're unable to play the guitar. We're going to incorporate the guitar into our therapy sessions in order to improve strengthening and range of motion, ultimately so that that person can engage in the meaningful activity of playing the guitar again. Another example may be a child who has autism and is having trouble in school following a routine or participating and getting their homework done. So occupational therapy works with those type of children to help develop routines and help maybe modify their environment so that they can be successful in everything that they need to do.
Are occupational therapists some of the smartest and most well-rounded people on earth? Because it sounds like you need
like
to know.
I like to think so.
It sounds like you need to know how to do everything.
Yeah, a little bit. And that's kind of what makes it fun because we're continually learning. We're continually working very closely with the patients and using as many resources as we can to make sure they're getting the best care that they need.
Now, you talked about a couple of examples, you know, an injury or, you know, maybe it's something involving learning where it's not necessarily an injury related thing that you're helping people out with. Talk to me about some of the other services that you can provide as an occupational therapist.
Okay. So often when we have an injury, it's a rehabilitation approach that we take. With a progressive disease like Alzheimer's or ALS, we may take more of a compensatory approach. So we're going to help them adapt and modify more so than trying to fix skills that the person may have. We're going to try to help or fix their environment or adapt their environment so that they can be successful and have a high quality of life throughout their disease or with their condition.
Well, that sounds good because, you know, for one thing, learning how to play a guitar, it's like learning how to ride a bike again.
Right.
I want to do this same thing the same way I did before. Whereas, you know, with some diseases, it's just not possible. So here's a great workaround.
Yep,
you know, or
definitely.
A pro tip, as the kids say. Here's a way that you can get this done.
Yes,
and now, speaking of the children, you talked about working in a kind of school environment. Here's how you can do your homework better. What other ways do occupational therapists at Mitchell County Regional Health Center in Osage work with kids?
Another way we work with kids are kids who may have sensory processing disorders. And what that might mean is that they have high sensitivity to light or sound, or they have a low sensitivity, a low arousal state. And what we do with those kids is we help them by putting them on what we call a sensory diet. And it's giving them activities to help them be ready to focus or kind of engage them and help them wake up for the day so that they are able to participate in the things that they need to do.
Now, how do we go about getting involved with occupational therapy, whether it's through an injury or, you know, we do have an ailment where it's, oh, you could help me figure out how to do this again? Is it covered by insurance, I guess, would be the first question a lot of people want to know. How do we pay for this sort of stuff?
Right. Yep. So most therapy services are covered by insurance, and occupational therapy is no different. Depending on the insurance provider, we get approval for so many visits at a time. That doesn't mean that you'll only get four visits. It just means that after four visits, insurance likes to look for a progress report. So the therapists work very closely with insurance companies to keep them updated on patient progress and then also to get the appointments that we need for our patients.
So insurance is definitely an option.
Yes,
definitely. For a lot of cases. Now, how do we go about setting up an appointment with the Mitchell County Regional Health Center and the occupational therapists?
Yep. The best way to go about that is to contact your primary care provider, and they are able to then send a referral to the therapy department. However, if you feel you may benefit from these services, you are also encouraged to contact the therapy department directly.
And the phone number to do that is 641-732-6026. Again, that number to get a hold of the occupational therapy department, rehabilitation department. make sure I get the name right, at Mitchell County Regional Health Center, 641-732-6026. Tell me about some of the results that you've had with working with people in occupational therapy. What is it like for someone to get that skill back or learn a new way to adapt?
Yeah, very good. I actually just had a recent patient who had a wrist fracture, and she was unable to do anything with her right hand. So as you can imagine, when we're used to using both of our hands, we kind of take for granted everything that we can do during the day. It was hard for her to get dressed. It was hard for her to make meals. It was hard for her to do her job. So what we did is we did some strengthening. We did stretching. We did a lot of occupation-based activities, meaning activities actually relating to work. So we worked on cutting things. We worked on getting dressed, all of those activities that she needed to do. And within a few weeks, she was back to doing everything that she needed to. And it was kind of a neat experience because she was very grateful and very appreciative of everything that we were able to do for her.
Well, because when you can do the things that you need to do and things that you want to do, you feel better about yourself.
Definitely.
So you're helping not only with the situation of getting this to function, but you're helping somebody inside feel like, I can do this again. You know,
right.
This it feels good to be able to do this again.
Yeah, it's now, a very rewarding experience.
Again, we're talking with occupational therapist Kaylee Schultz from Mitchell County Regional Health Center in Osage. Is there a timeline as far as occupational therapy and how soon after an injury happens? The reason I bring this up is I have horrible handwriting because in fourth grade, I broke my left arm, and fourth grade was our handwriting class, and I've never been able to. You could see it's chicken scratches. Is there a certain point where you got to get occupational therapy done within the first year, or can you help people down the road after an injury?
Good question. So what I would say is, first and foremost, it's important to have early intervention, especially with children. The earlier, the better. However, that doesn't mean that once people have gotten older or things have progressed that they are unhelpable or unable to be able to be rehabilitated. So like I would say, you know, if you're first noticing signs, it's a good time to talk to your provider. As far as after an injury, usually we like to wait until they're out of a cast, kind of done with the healing process before we start in with therapy. And usually that recommendation may come from the provider as well.
So point of contact number one with your primary care provider.
Yep.
And then any other questions, you can call the Mitchell County Regional Health Center in Osage and the Occupational Therapy Rehabilitation Department at 641-732-6026. That's 732-6026. From Mitchell County Regional Health Center in Osage, Kaylee Schultz, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It is Matters of Our Community, because our community matters. Brought to you by Poet Biorefining of Hanlontown.